Roger, an official welcome back to Montreal, even if it's over the show and phone. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to coming back. It's one of my favorite cities, if not my favorite. I just love it there.
Well, I don't have to give you, as a show listener, Esther said to me today, I don't have to give you chapter and verse regarding Montreal and Supertramp. The history speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
The DVD, Take the Long Way Home, is still a top seller in Montreal and the rest of Canada, having peaked now at number one,
mm-hmm.
having achieved double diamond status here as well. It's a testament to how well received you are. I won't say specifically in Montreal, but there is definitely an affinity for Montreal from Supertramp and vice versa as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for definite. I mean, it still exists. It was amazing. I did when I came and played with Ringo Starr in 2001.
Right. The All-Stars.
I just couldn't believe the reaction. I hadn't toured for 16 or 17 years, so it just totally bowled me over. And I remember Ringo looking over at me and saying, "What's this all about?"
Yeah.
But it was an incredible surprise, and it definitely told me that the love affair had not waned, and that these songs are still very much in people's hearts, and they're definitely still very much in mine. I mean, it's interesting having written all these songs and how much I love them. 35 years later.
Mm.
I mean, it's not work for me to go on stage and sing Dreamer and Logical Song and Give a Little Bit and Take the Long Way Home. I mean, they definitely came from a very special place in me, and I love them.
I have an email here, Roger. It says, hey, Pete, ask Roger which Supertramp album is he the most proud of? Most people who don't really know Supertramp will choose Breakfast in America, but in my opinion, it was Crime of the Century because the lyrics is a story about juveniles or even In the Quietest Moments was a passionate album. Please let me know. Robert Postman of Ville Saint Laurent wanted to know the answer to that one.
It's so difficult for me to say. They're all special and they're all very different. Crime of the Century, yes, it was a very, very special time. I grew so much making that album, and Breakfast in America obviously was a whole different era. I'd matured a lot by then, and I knew we were putting together something that was, if I could really get all the pieces in place, was going to go the distance, and it really did. It's funny enough for me, actually, Crisis What Crisis is the one I go to a lot, even though as an album it didn't fulfill the potential at the time. I was actually very disappointed with the outcome at the time because the mixes and for different reasons. But in terms of the songs, I actually love the songs on that album.
Well, I love the album cover, too. That was done by Hypnosis.
Mm.
And I thought that was always a tricky album cover as well, so I'll side with you a bit on that one, too.
Okay.
Along the same lines, I've got Angie up in Lavelle who would want to know, and this is probably going to be a little bit tougher for you, Roger. She
mm-hmm.
would like to know what the favorite show you ever put on was, noting that you were at the tribute to Diana at Wembley Stadium in London in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
She would like to know what show stands out the most through all the years of touring, either solo or with Supertramp. Angie up in Lavelle.
I'm saying this because it's Montreal, but to tell you the truth, the first time we came to Montreal and played the Forum, it's the first time we'd ever played anything, any place that big. And I think 2 days before, we'd been playing in Louisville, Kentucky, and we'd literally been out on the street giving away tickets to try and get an audience in.
Yeah.
And then we suddenly come to Montreal, and we play the Forum. And I remember it was that just left an indelible impression.
Yeah, well, that was a magical building to begin with, and
mm-hmm.
and that might must have been absolutely positively electric after coming up from Kentucky. You know, I can just imagine. Roger Hodgson is going to be in Montreal May the 8th, playing at Place des Halles, 2009. We're talking here. That's you let the cat out of the bag a little early there. We're well prepared for this date, aren't we? Practically a year in advance. The tickets went on sale today at the PDA box office. You can pick them up 514-842-2112.
Yeah.
Roger, we're going to let you go. I know that you have a sound check. You're at the Casino Rama, I have just found out now.
Correct. Yep, my annual excursion here. It's always great to come here, but I can't wait to come up to Montreal next May. That's going to be great.
May the 8th, Place des Halles will welcome you back with open arms and drop by the Shome Studios. It's the door is always swung open wide for you, Roger.
Would love to.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete.